Elsa, these are some sounds of your daughter.
Oh, oh. Stephanie. Stephanie.
Doesn't she have a big loud wail, Elsa Lynn? Just listen to that. Boy, she can really tell it. Elsa, this is Tuesday, January the 16th, and what you just heard was a few sounds of Stephanie crying in the background, and I'm sitting here on the bed nursing her, and I thought maybe I could get some sounds of her slurping, but every time I put the microphone up to her, she stops. But I'll turn it up real loud, and maybe if you'll turn your volume up and listen real, real close, well, you'll be able to hear if she doesn't stop again. So, buddy, listen very, real careful. You can hear her breathing more than anything. I just had Mother close the bedroom door so that you could hear a little bit better. So if you'll listen real close again, I'll turn the mic up and it'll be real, real quiet, and you can hear her breathing and slurping just a little bit. Have you ever heard a baby with a hiccup, Elsa? Listen. Dear, darling, wonderful husband of mine and new father, how are you tonight? This is Saturday, January the 20th, and I'm finally getting around to finishing this tape to you. The first part of the tape that you heard were just some sounds of Stephanie's that I made during the first part of the week, and I was going to finish recording this tape after the Bob Hope special the other night, but when I came in to turn the tape recorder on, well, the batteries were dead. And so I had to wait until I could get some new batteries, which was today. Mother just got Stephanie to sleep, and so if I sound like I'm kind of talking in a whisper, I am. She's over in her crib, and she's kind of stirring around just a little bit. And so she may wake up here in a minute, and I might have to stop and check on her and see if she's going to go back to sleep. I've had a little bit of trouble with her tonight. It's just about 8:30, and she ate about 7, and I guess she had gas on her stomach because she wouldn't cry herself to sleep, which usually I try to let her do instead of rocking her so much so that she won't get so used to that. And it's good for them to cry because that clears out their little tear ducts, and it's about the only exercise that they have to develop their lungs and the rest of their body, and crying and stretching as they do. Terry and Dawn are here tonight, and they were going to go out to a movie, and Terry got all dressed up and everything, and when Dawn came in, he said, well, he'd kind of like to watch the movie on TV first, and so they went outside and had it out and came back in, and they're in there with Daddy watching TV, and then I guess they'll go to the movie, and Daddy said, well, he'd sleep on the living room couch, and Mother slept with me last night for the first night, because Dawn and Terry are always in the living room, and watching TV and things, and she can't sleep in the bedroom too well, so I told her, well, just to sleep with me. And Terry told Daddy, no, not to sleep on the divan, to go ahead and sleep in her room, and she'd sleep on the divan because she and Don wanted to come back and watch the late movie. Well, this kind of upset Mother because he's always here till about 1:20 or so in the morning, and they're usually fairly quiet, but they do get to scuffling and things sometimes, and so Mother told me a while ago that unless something happened to me, like I got sick or Stephanie, that from now on when they came, they'd just come on Sundays and not spend the weekend, because there's always so much confusion because Terry and Dawn are coming back in instead of him just telling her goodnight and going on home. So, anyway, as you can probably tell, I'm pretty upset. And I'm real sorry because I want this to be a happy tape, but anyway, I guess we'll get things worked out. I tell you, this cat and Terry and Dawn, I know that they'll grow up a lot, and I love her to death and things, but sometimes I just wish that I live by myself, and I don't mean that to feed you or anything, because I am just a moody girl right now, I suppose, because, I guess maybe really subconsciously I'm a little bit nervous about Stephanie, although everybody tells me I handle her like she's my fifth or sixth child, and it's a great compliment, I think, to me, but I do miss you, and I know you can't be here, and I don't want to make you worry and things. I don't mean for you to, but I won't talk to anybody else, Elsa. So you just listen to me and forgive me for blubbering on, because I just feel like it's nobody else's business, and this makes me feel closer to you. If I want to record a tape to you and just cry, well, then that's just fine, and I don't want to make you sad, and I don't want you to worry or anything. I just want you to understand I just have to talk sometimes and talk over things that are bothering me, and I've always been able to talk to you, and I've always been real close to you, so therefore I decided tonight, well, I'd just tape the tape to you, and if I just bawl the whole tape, well, then that's all right, but when I get through with this side, you just flip it over. This is a pretty short tape, and you just know that I love you very, 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 very much. And I didn't hear from you today, but I wrote you a long letter, and I do hope the mail's getting to you better, and that you've gotten lots of pictures, and that you know more about Stephanie now, and that you've gotten my long letter telling you all about the hospital experience and that week in the hospital and everything. And I just hope that time will go by real, real fast, like it already is, because I can't believe that our little daughter is nearly 2 weeks old, and soon April will be here, and we can be together again, and then before you know it, you'll be out of the service, and we can be together again, and have a home, just you and me, and run things like we'd like one to, and go places that we'd like to go. And also, Lynn, I just love you so much, I just don't know what I'd do without you, and just thank you so much for letting me tape and kind of cry on your shoulder, I suppose, because this makes me even feel closer to you. I hope you know that. I guess your folks will probably come tomorrow. It looks like I'm just about to run out of tape, so when I do, you just flip it over, and I love you, Elsa Lynn, and please don't ever forget that, and Stephanie loves you, too, and she sends you a great...